time for the E21 Go Sports Podcast. Now, here's your host, Easton Durant.
Hello and welcome to E21 Give Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and in today's episode, I'll be talking about Tom Brady's move to Tampa Bay, DeAndre Hopkins, and the NFL draft preview. Yesterday at Tom Brady's introductory press conference, he was asked about leaving New England, and this is what he had to say. Quote, "I'm not responsible for how other people will say certain things. I think Mr. Kraft has been a great influence on my life, and I'm so grateful for 2 decades with New England. I referenced that the other day. It's been an amazing thing for my family, and I'm sure when I'm done playing, I'll look back and have a chance to reevaluate my entire career. But at the same time, I'm excited for this opportunity that I have. I can only speak about how I feel." Then he was asked on if he was disappointed that the Patriots did not make a competing offer. He said, quote, "No, I have a great deal of respect for New England. There's nobody who's a bigger fan of the New England Patriots than me. I have nothing but total respect and love. I'm so grateful to Mr. Kraft and the organization and Coach Bill Belichick and all the coaches and obviously all my teammates. It's been a lot of days responding to a lot of incredible text messages from my teammates, from former teammates, from a lot of great people I've got to meet over the years. I have so many great relationships that will be maintained, and I think that's the greatest gift that football has brought me is the relationships that I've had with so many people that I've worked with. It'll certainly be difficult, but at the same time, that's the way life can be at times. What won't be difficult is my approach to the game and my approach to what my roles are and responsibilities are, and I'm not going out and do the best I can from every day and do my best to put this team in a position to win." Well, the move for Tom Brady is a good choice because it's going to give him an opportunity to create a legacy for himself or add on to the legacy that he's already had and show that it's not just him and Bill Belichick and Rob Gronkowski that made him what he is. It's him. So if he can be able to put them in a chance to compete for a playoff spot, which they haven't done in a number of years, then that will be a great thing for his career and for his conversation to be one of the greatest of all times in the sport, which he is most all conversations that if you ask anybody, he will be up there. And then the next thing that I wanted to talk about was DeAndre Hopkins' trade to the Arizona Cardinals. He said that he was not surprised. He said, quote, "It wasn't a big surprise to me after the year. I was preparing for it." He continued to say, quote, "I was very excited, actually, about it because of what Arizona has been building, having a young quarterback, a young team, and also having veterans." Hopkins is set to earn $12.5 million in 2020, $13.5 million in 2021, and $13.9 million in 2022. He continued to say that, I don't know what the Texans were thinking when they made this trade. They wasn't like they got great stuff. All they got was a couple of draft picks and a couple of regular players, but I don't think that it was anything huge for the organization. If obviously the Cardinals won that trade because they were able to get DeAndre Hopkins out of it, and he is one of the best wide receivers in the game, if not the best wide receiver in the game, in the top three, obviously. So I don't know what they were thinking when they made that, because they're a contender in that division. They always would have been. They just didn't need to get rid of him. And maybe they were thinking that they could get another great wide receiver with what they the draft picks that they're going to get out of it and the other players that they're going to get out of it. But why try and create a younger amazing player when you already have an amazing player who's relatively young? It's not like he's retiring he's not like he's retiring soon. They're close to the Super Bowl. They lost to the Patriots last year, but I mean, that was surprising. Sorry, they lost in the playoffs that year, which was, they were against a good team, and then that's what it was supposed to be. So they lost to the Chiefs, sorry, which you can't compete with that in that division, in that spot. But now they can't even compete for the playoffs. They were close to being able to compete for against the Chiefs, but now they've completely lost that. There's no way for them to be a top team again in that division for a while. There's just no way. Especially with the Colts starting to get good players. They got Phillip Rivers in there. They're starting to get good now. And from the Cardinals' perspective, this is, of course, a very good trade for them, because if you can trade anybody for DeAndre Hopkins, then that's an amazing trade. Plus, they got Kyler Murray. They got a great head coach. They have everything lined up for them. They're in the perfect position for everything. And off that, they even have the number 9 overall pick. That's great for them. So they may be in a position to contend in the next season if there happens to be a next season. Well, if the next season is played, yeah, which it probably will. And they're going to do great next season. And so far, Hopkins said that he has been talking with Kyler Murray to go over Arizona's up-tempo offense. Hopkins isn't concerned about not picking it up, saying communication will be the most important part of his learning curve. He said, "I don't think it's going to be something that will be a big problem, because we're professional athletes and I've been in the NFL for 7 years and played in 2 different offenses. So, you know, I'm familiar with offensive changes. I think it would be pretty smooth." Hopkins says that he sees a lot of similarities between Murray and his former quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Both of those guys able to get out of situations with their feet. So that's one of the things. And also, they keep their head downfield and are just trying to make their play, not just with their feet. So a lot of similarities there. Obviously, they can go run out of the pocket and always get away from things. But both of those guys have a very strong arm. Hopkins said he has talked with players and friends around the league who have either played in a similar offense or played for Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury to get their advice on the system. He has also watched a lot of Murray. Quote, "I think I watched Kyler's highlights more than I've watched my own highlights." And so, yeah, they're going to be in a great opportunity to set up for the future. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about was the NFL draft that's going to be coming up. That's coming up around the corner. So here are what I think will be the picks for the teams. With the number 1 pick, the Bengals will obviously take Joe Burrow. This reason is that they will have to pick a quarterback because they don't really have anything, and they have been wanting him this whole offseason. And Joe Burrow is probably the best quarterback in this class, or one of the best quarterbacks in this class. Next is the Washington Redskins. I'm saying that they'll pick Chase Young. I think this is because he's very good. He's very good. Ron Rivera will want him. And yeah. Third is the Detroit Lions pick. Now, I think that they'll trade this pick to the Chargers. This would happen if the Chargers traded the number 6 pick, number 37 pick, and an offensive guard. This would work because the Lions have the number 11 rated offense and could use him to push into the top 10 offensive lines, and they're just trading 3 picks down. So it's not like they're, and also it's not like they're trying to go after a quarterback for this. And I think that the Chargers will then take Justin Herbert. They need a quarterback after Phillip Rivers went to the Colts. They need a young quarterback, and based off his year at Oregon, he only threw 6 picks, and their former quarterback threw 20. So this could be a cornerstone year for the Chargers. He's big, 6'6", 227, strong-armed, mobile, and isn't afraid to pull the ball down and run for yards when plays break down. On the flip side, there are some concerns with spotty accuracy. His passes tend to sail high, and his inexperience getting through progressions in the Oregon offense. But other than that, that's a good thing. The Chargers will need a big pick, because of their move to the new Los Angeles Stadium probably happening into this season, so they'll need a new face of this franchise after they traded Melvin Gordon and Phillip Rivers. Plus, he's basically a younger Phillip Rivers, but can do more stuff than that. The New York Giants will have the fourth pick, and for the Giants to get the most out of Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones, they must be able to have effective blocking up front. That's where their GM can reach deep into his Alabama coaching roots and pick Jedrick Wills Jr. Another reason for this is because two big investments in the past two seasons, so they'll need an offensive lineman to help them. Plus, their offensive line has been struggling the past year. And with the Miami Dolphins with pick number 5, I think they'll take Tua Tagovailoa. This has been a rumor since he announced that he was declaring for the draft. This could be a fit for both him and the Dolphins. Tua has long been the apple of the Dolphins' eye, so much that many thought the team was tanking the 2019 season to draft the standout lefty. A serious hip injury is the reason Tua could fall slightly down the board to number 5, and the Dolphins would gladly take him here instead of making a major trade to land him. The team is young, and also with Tom Brady leaving the Patriots, this could be the Dolphins' chance to sneak into a wild card spot. Because another thing is, if the Chargers don't end up trading for the number 3 pick, then they can either get Justin Herbert or Tua Tagovailoa. Both quarterbacks is what they need. So my pick is Tua, who they'll pick, but if Justin Herbert does happen to fall down, they will gladly pick him. And also, there's been recent talk about them wanting Justin Herbert, so there is a chance that maybe they could try and slide up into the Lions pick. Basically, I think that either the Chargers or the Dolphins will slide up into the Lions pick. The number 5 pick, this pick is now the Lions, and they would take Jeff Okuda. Lions have several needs, most on defense, and could also look at auctioning off this selection to a team like the Miami Dolphins or the Los Angeles Chargers. Both teams want to trade up to get a quarterback. He's a shutdown cornerback prospect who is solid on the field with excellent size, 6'1", 200 pounds, instincts, toughness, and good character. They need a cornerback for their team. There's no doubting that. And then the Carolina Panthers with number 6. The Panthers will then take Derek Brown. He might not be a quarterback, but he is one of the best players in the 2020 draft class. A big man at 6'5", 320 pounds. He also has amazing quickness and nimbleness that you don't expect from a mammoth his size. Brown could be the anchor of the Panthers' defensive line while freeing up 2019 first-rounder Brian Burns to make plays off the edge. I think that they should either go for him or quarterback. I know this is sound like I'm going either way with this, but both is what they need. And because another thing about this pick is that if they don't go after it, then they can just try and get Jameis Winston off the free agency. They could just find him and put him in there. Because he's basically almost the same like Cam Newton. He's a fast scrambler and he has pretty much a good arm. The only thing that he could work on is his accuracy. Then the Arizona Cardinals. They would take Mekhi Becton is a massive prospect at 6'7 and 370 pounds, but moves like a much smaller man. He's a bit raw in his balance and technique, but his massive power in the run and pass games makes him an intriguing prospect as a plug-and-play tackle who will only get better with more time and pro-level coaching. That's what they need in the draft. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars with this pick. Isaiah Simmons has had a dominant year for Clemson, showing his versatility as a safety, linebacker, and cornerback, and all-around eraser for the Tigers' defense. Where he'll play in the NFL is only limited to the imagination of his defensive coordinator. The Jaguars do have needs at cornerback and offensive tackle that could be considered here, but Simmons is a top 5 player in this draft and an easy pick. So that's my draft prospect on who they will take for the draft. And moving on over to one last thing that I wanted to talk about was coronavirus talk for the NFL, MLB, and NBA. I think that the sport that would most likely be played right now, if over the summer or into the fall, would probably be the NBA because it's indoors. I feel like it could be controlled a lot better, but whereas NFL and other stuff couldn't be controlled as that easily. What thing that will be tough for the NFL there is that the Raiders and the Rams and the Chargers are both building new stadiums. With the shutdown, they're not going to be able to build the stadium, so that means that they will be moved. The Chargers and the Rams no longer have a place to play, so they might have to be moved to anywhere else. Especially with the California governor saying that there will not be much large gatherings. And this concern is even more amplified to the Raiders because they have nowhere left to play. They can't play in Oakland. They can't play in Las Vegas. There was talk of them moving, playing games in Utah for the season, or moving anywhere else that has a viable stadium. With the MLB, it was said that they'll probably just have all the players in Arizona for the season, and they'll just use the hotels and spring training facilities there to be used as the stadiums because they have all the hotels, they have all the options, they have all the training facilities already there. They have a bunch of training facilities there, and they have a bunch of fields there, so it's not really that much of a problem. Plus, they could just lock it down easily because. Well, thank you for listening to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E21 Go Sports and follow us on Twitter at E21 Go Sports. Thank you.
You've been listening to the E21 Go Sports Podcast, a production of Cogger Podcast Network.